This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Out of prison, Trump ally Steve Bannon, the AP's Jennifer King.
Steve Bannon has been released from federal prison in Danbury, Connecticut, after serving a four-month sentence on two counts of contempt of Congress. And just a week before the election, is taking back the helm of War Room, his right-wing podcast. Reporting for prison back on July 1st, Bannon referred to himself as a political prisoner.
I'm proud of going to prison.
The New York Times reports that in an interview before his release, he said, "I'm not broken, I'm empowered," and predicted a bitter legal battle after Election Day. I'm Jennifer King.
Tonight, Vice President Kamala Harris will have something to say, and she'll say it from the same place where Donald Trump spoke to supporters before the Capitol riot. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani.
Kamala Harris will give her campaign's closing argument tonight on the spot where Donald Trump rallied supporters before the Capitol riot nearly 4 years ago.
We fight like hell.
Trump was at the Ellipse, just outside the White House, refusing to say he'd lost his re-election bid, and not long after. Tonight, Harris will speak from the Ellipse to offer what her campaign says is a hopeful, optimistic message, in sharp contrast to Trump's.
Donald Trump spends full time trying to have Americans point their finger at each other. Fans the fuel of hate and division.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
Dozens killed after an Israeli strike this morning on a five-story building where Palestinians were sheltering in the Gaza Strip. This according to the health ministry. Officials in Gaza say the death toll from more than a year of fighting has now passed 43,000. The officials do not distinguish between civilians and combatants. A new look at China's richest people puts ByteDance founder Zhang Yiming at the top of the list. This is AP News. Now to the Rockefeller Center Christmas tree. It's a Norway spruce that will be cut down November 7th.
It may only be October, but Rockefeller Center in New York City is getting ready for Christmas.
I like Christmas. I like a real Christmas tree. I like a mall Santa Claus that lets me sit on his knee.
Last year, Cher was the star of the show, along, of course, with a giant Christmas tree. This year, Rockefeller Center says the tree is coming from Massachusetts, the first tree to hail from the state since 1959. The Norway spruce will be cut down November 7th in West Stockbridge and travel roughly 140 miles, arriving November 9th in Manhattan. It will be lit during a live TV broadcast on December 4th. No word yet on who will perform. Julie Walker, New York.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.